Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is here. Right now, score up to 80% off everything home, plus fast and free shipping site-wide. Shop now through July 28th at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Get ready to have your mind blown, Raven.
What?
Okay, it's time to help each other out. Do you have a hack to clean your house? Something that you do that actually works? Raven, I bought a kitchen slash dining room set, and it was the most money I'd ever spent on a kitchen set. And I explained to my husband that even though we had to finance it for 3 years, at 0%, so I told him it's like free money.
Yeah, it's like free money.
It's girl math right there.
Right, yeah.
That we would have it for the rest of our lives. That it would be the last table we ever were going to buy for our new home.
Right. This is your forever home. This is your house, right? You're there for a long time. A custom table is in order. Why not?
But despite the fact that I am an OG mom and have gone through many years of parenting, I made a rookie decision. Okay. I decided to buy white cloth seats.
I mean, what would...
Because I'm an idiot, Raven. Because I make dumb decisions sometimes.
I'm sure they looked lovely.
Beautiful.
In the showroom.
Oh, gorgeous.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You were like, this is amazing. This is fantastic. But nobody can live like that.
My six-year-old Dakota destroyed them. Not a little bit. Like, a lot.
Let me ask you something. Once she destroyed one, why did you let her sit anywhere else? Why did you let her go anywhere else?
I bought the covers, the ones that you buy at the dollar store, to try to do it.
Yeah.
But she would just get the stains around the outside. I don't even know how she did it.
Protect a custom table with a dollar store cover. Right. You had to finance it for 3 years.
I don't have any more money. I bought the table. So for New Year's Eve, I had all my friends over.
Yeah.
And one of my good girlfriends, Lauren, said to me, she goes, did you try shaving cream? And I said, what? Now, keep in mind, I have tried everything.
Yeah, right.
Everything.
Like all the counter products.
Oh, my gosh.
The best that they have.
Everything that somebody suggested I tried. I go, that's a new one. Like, shaving cream?
Yeah.
She goes, go buy like old school Barbasol shaving cream. Mm-hmm. I said, all right. So I'm like, what do I have to lose? These things are already destroyed. I go, eventually I'm going to have to reupholster them anyway. It's fine.
What's the harm of trying one? Right. Why not?
And I went to Walmart and I bought it. And Raven, it was instantaneous, the stains coming out. I didn't even look on what to do online. I just took the shaving cream. I sprayed it over there.
Yeah.
I took a wet rag. I scrubbed it. That was it. A half hour later, they dried. There's no more stains. If you want to see the video to see how incredible it was, you can just go to our Instagram. Julie, repost that video on our story.
Crazy.
Repost it on our story, and you can go check it out there. If you see the before and after, it's like I made it up. This sounds like a commercial, but it's not.
Like an infomercial, one of those ones where they find a car in the junkyard and they use that shine on it. And look at the paint. Oh, my God.
Right. No. And I'm looking at our Facebook page at Anna and Raven. And I'm trying to figure out, like, well, what are the other hacks that people use that we could actually help each other out?
Yeah.
And Georgianne, which I thought was really interesting, she wrote, cold water and dish detergent for cleaning tomato sauce stains out of plastic food containers. Don't use warm water. It only sets in the stain.
Hmm.
That's a good tip to know.
Yeah, I don't do it with fabric, but olive oil or veggie oil when you have sap or crazy glue on your hands works really good. If you put water on there first, it's like activated. It's not going to come off at that point. It's really messy. Also, if your dog gets sprayed by a skunk, do the hydrogen peroxide rinse or the spray them with vinegar, white vinegar, but do it before you get them at all wet because that locks it in.
If you have hard to get stains, maybe on your couch or in your dining room on the chairs, use shaving cream. One of my friends told me to do it. I could not believe it. It actually worked and got all the stains out.
Transformed your white seat covers. I mean, who buys a table with white seat covers? But, I mean, it definitely reinvented your set.
Right. And I think everybody's got that hack. The hack that actually works for them. What's yours? Melissa?
Hairspray takes ink out of everything.
So what do you do? Right. You just spray the hairspray. Whoa, sorry. Those are my headphones. You just spray the... I got so excited.
Something fell right off the table.
You spray the hairspray right onto the stain, and then you wash it?
Yep. I've used it on a white leather couch, on your countertops, everything.
So it takes
ink out of anything.
So you spray it on there, and then you wash it by hand?
So you spray it on there, and then you just wipe it off with a rag. Takes the ink right out.
That is crazy.
Thanks, Melissa. I'm putting that one in my notes in my iPhone.
That's crazy.
Alexandra, what is a cleaning hack that you have that you swear by?
Well, okay. I've heard before that if you put a little bit of baking soda in the wash, it can get rid of stains. But I find that it actually prevents stains too. So I do it with every single load of laundry now.
You put baking soda in every load of laundry?
Yeah, into sheets, wipes, colors, whatever it is.
I would try that with my little one because all her stuff is just filled with stains constantly. When I buy new clothes, it's within one time she'll come home with stains. I'll try that. That's a good one.
Stain proof it.
Yeah.
Like a force shield.
Exactly.
Right.
It's a shield. Exactly.
I'd be like, good luck with this. Mommy used baking soda.
That'd be wild if that worked, right?
Right. David, what's your hack?
Well, I use a paint roller sort of as a duster, especially for my skylights. When you need to get up high, it's really nifty to get up there and get rid of the cobwebs and dust and things like that.
Oh, the handle, the big handle, right?
Well, the whole thing.
You spin the handle and it comes out and you can now reach the ceiling, that thing?
Yeah.
That's okay. Really smart because I have skylights that have cobwebs in the corner and I just stare at them and I wonder who's going to reach up there?
Nobody.
No one.
Never.
But if I get one of those things from downstairs, the paint roller things, yeah, I wonder if it'll reach all the way up.
Well, if not, get a taller one.
Then I'll stand on my island. Right. It'll be
somehow
dangerous.
You'll cover the distance.
Yeah.
Right.
If I'm not here tomorrow, you'll know why. Like, Anna had a terrible accident where she fell off her island holding a paintbrush.
Louisa, what's your hack to clean the house?
Ooh, get ready to be sold. So, you know, when you get the whole house clean and there's just, like, still scratches all over things, or you have, like, hair dye on the sink or something like that, like the stains that you can't get rid of, nail polish remover gets everything off. So you can, like, just wipe off scratches, even on your shoes. Scratched on white shoes, things on sinks, even on your dryer and your washer, that stuff like just nail polish remover. Cheap nail polish remover.
Did you ever spill nail polish remover on your furniture?
Oh, similar solution. A friend came over with something to clean one of those sprays. It's almost like a brake cleaner or a nail polish solution. And the button got stuck open and it spilled out of his like box he had it in. Destroyed my hardwood floor.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm familiar with what happens.
Right. One time, I spilled nail polish remover all over my bedroom furniture when I was very young.
Yeah.
It had to be one of the most in trouble I ever got. As if I was going to know that it was going to rip. So, it works on, like, ceramic bathroom, but you can't bring it near anything wood. That is important to know.
Wow.
Good to know. Hard surfaces.
I'm more of the Sharpie guy. If there's a scratch, a dent, anything like that, oh, what color Sharpie is that? That's black, that's brown. Let me fill that in right there.
Mm.
Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is here. Right now, score up to 80% off everything home, plus fast and free shipping site-wide. Shop now through July 28th at wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey there, are you sitting down? Good, because Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is here, and you can shop it right from your couch. It's Wayfair's Black Friday in July sale, and it's on now. Right now, you can score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Snag outdoor furniture and decor at up to 60% off. Get area rugs for every room at up to 80% off. And refresh your sleep space with up to 60% off bedroom furniture. Plus, score amazing doorbuster deals and 24-hour surprise flash deals. And get it all with fast and free shipping on everything. Yep, even the big stuff. Right to your door. These are Wayfair's lowest prices of the summer. And did we mention they only last 5 days? So don't wait. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 80% off Wayfair's biggest sale of the season before it fizzles out. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday in July sale now through July 28th, only at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.